Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be all over the place. We're going to hear some speculations, and we're going to hear some revelations, and we're going to hear some gyrations. What do you think? Anyway, we had a protest last weekend. I got to speak. I haven't seen it yet up on the YouTube. Somebody said they filmed it, so it'll be the Windsor March for the 24th. We had a pretty good crowd. We had about 300 or 400 people, it looked like. And we had a lot of good speakers up there. We had nurses for the frontline nurses were speaking. I spoke, a couple other people spoke. So it turned out to be a good event all the way around. It was interesting because I talked about the ionizers and how to protect yourself from the jumpers, and as I got done and walked back to where I was at originally, some woman pulls me over and says, "Can you tell me where the ionizers are?" I started laughing. Right away, she got on her phone and she started ordering these things. So it was a good outing. So a lot of people there, a lot of familiar faces, a lot of people that, you know, got educated. I made a comment about why aren't we like Texas and Florida and Windsor, and Sweden, who has had zero growth. Now, I have heard today, now again, this is speculation, so I don't want anybody to get alarmed, but I want everybody to start paying attention. We're supposed to be, the government of Ontario is supposed to be shutting down this Friday. Now, whether or not this is true or not, I do not know for sure. But speculation is we're going to be under martial law as of Friday if you're in Ontario. Now, whether or not this is true, for sure, again, is speculation. But I'm putting it out there just in case so that you have time to go get anything extra that you may need as far as stockpiling and getting things ready, like extra razors, extra soap, whatever you may need. I do not know for sure. This is pure speculation. So I just wanted to let everybody know that this is what's being piped through right now. We'll see. There was something else. I think it's Monday or Tuesday in Chatham. MP is going to be in Chatham, Kent, doing a outreach there. So if you're in that area, happen to be there, go and support the MP that's coming down. And what else? I think that's pretty much it for that, these kind of things going on. Okay, I want to point out as well. Okay, Catherine and I did a video and she had put it up on BitChute, and what wound up happening, when she got around 1,300 hits, they decided to take her down. So now, sorry, not on BitChute, on YouTube. I said BitChute, so let me stand corrected here, on YouTube. So what I did was they sent me the file. It's on my BitChute channel. So if you go on there, it's called Reload of the Jumpers and How to Defend with Catherine. So it's going to be on there, and the link will be, it'll be maintained. Because there's a lot of you who've been asking me a lot in through the email. You know, you saw the video and it's down. What to do. So we put it back up so that all you can see what to do. As soon as I make a section, clean up a section in the shop here, I will do a filming on the how to build a capacitor, which is really simple, and show you some other ways of doing it as well, so that you can surge yourself safely. Found another method which is a little bit better and a little bit easier on the system, so I'll demonstrate that as soon as I can find a spot. I got to clean up an area because my shop has become a workshop, literally, and so we'll get things going. I got to tell you something. You know, I put up the sign, and I got slandered by the media, the mainstream media. And so today, another guy on the West Coast also put up a sign in regarding to the not allowing people in the shop. I think the trend is going. I think the trend is catching on. I think people are beginning to realize the dangers of this technology and how we are dealing with a situation here where we are... Oh, here it is. Oh, I forgot to put it up there. All right. Yeah, vaccinated and masked people not welcome this a gold shop of all places. Yeah, out in the West Coast, I believe. And so... he too is saying the same thing. He's not going to let anybody in the shop that has been vaccinated. And you know what? And it looks good on the government, because the government's been forcing us to capitulate to masking and to social distancing and, you know, washing your hands with shit you shouldn't be washing your hands with. And as a result, it has alienated a lot of us from going into places that we normally would go into. So what's happened now is people who are seeing the situation that's going on for what it is, and the outbreak and the jumping of all this stuff, people are now, a lot of people are woke up to this. It's insane how many people have had situations occurring just by being around people that have had the vaccine. This is not a good thing at all. And again, some of you are poo-pooing me. I've had calls. I have had some idiots call me. You know, one guy says, "Wow, your place smells so good. Can I come over and be your buddy?" And oh, it's insane. Just insane. You know, but anyway... I take great comfort knowing that there's a lot more people out there that I know that are awake. And I take great comfort knowing that there are people out there that, if they don't wake up, they're not going to be around anyway. And there's a little comfort to that, to be honest with you. And it's a sad thing to say, and maybe a sad attitude to have. But the way I'm seeing this is this. They have weaponized people, and people are stupid and not getting the fact that they have, you know, engineered people to be the new bioweapon. And we're hearing about all these supposed deaths from a vaccine or from a condition that has never been isolated at all. And everybody's going by blind faith and trusting a government, which in my mind has got to be the most asinine thing anybody could ever do. Why would you believe any government? I mean, think about this. We have a premier in Ontario. Premier, for those of you in the United States, is like a governor of a state. And this guy has made all these rules and regulations in Ontario whereby... you know, to lock everybody down, not to allow people in your shop, having, you know, health inspectors, you know, entrap people so they can get fined, so they can collect this money from people, which, by the way, you shouldn't pay if this is the case. And yet, he has his own enterprise going where he's making millions of dollars, you know, weekly. And the guy is worth now $60 million when he was only worth $3 million when he started. And then he has the audacity to get out there and start crying, shedding a tear. "I feel so bad for you people. Oh, you're losing your jobs. Oh, I feel so bad." My son made a comment. He said, "Dad, he's not crying about us. He's crying because he knows his career is over." I said, "Yeah, that's probably more it than anything else." Because politicians don't give a shit about you or me. You know. And I'm saying this because it needs to be said. Politicians are an animal, are a species all their own. And they don't care about you, and they don't care about me. If this premier in Ontario actually gave a rat's ass about people in this province, he would have opened up this province wide open, just like they did in Texas, just like they did in Dakotas, just like they did in Florida, just like they did in Sweden, just like they did in some of the African countries, and would have let this thing fly wide open, come what may. And we would have seen that the numbers would not have gone up any more than what they already are at anyway. And the only reason the numbers are up high is because of the insane directives that we have been given by the health ministries in the respective provinces or states. And they've been completely out to lunch. They've been going by an AI modeling, which again is a forecast of what? Just like the PCR test. The PCR test was pure bullshit from day one, and they used it because you could make whatever's there more. So they use this bogus test to increase the volume of whatever is there. And if it's, and even Fauci himself couldn't believe that we're using the test. But then he says, yeah, after 33, 35, there's nothing there, nothing really there. And yet he kept on advocating the use of the PCR test. Like I said, the bastard can't even lie correctly. They can't even keep a straight lie. None of them can. Well, none of them have to, though. To be honest with you, they can lie through their ass and they don't even have to be on the ball. So many people today are so dumb and so stupid to believe in this imagined slight that they have put out there. And they realize how dumb people are, and they're continuing to perpetuate the stupidity even further. I think they have figured out that people are extremely superstitious, and the more you feed the superstition nature of people, they're going to continue following whatever. They'll walk right off a cliff. Which is what they're doing. So anyway, another thing too. I had last week, you know, someone come into my shop and tell me about 9 or 10 pets have died in the last couple weeks. And there's no explanation for them dying. Today I get a journal stating that the COVID, it's coming, ooh, no, it went away, we have the variant now, the variants are coming, that COVID now can jump from people to their pets. Imagine that. So it must have some sort of biology in it that has both a person's biology and animal biology. Only way. Because normally these things don't jump from species to species. They stay within the species that they infect. But now it's jumping from the pets, from the people to the pets. Imagine that. So what do we got going on here now? We got something now that is, again, assaulting all flesh on the planet. We're hearing about different countries having major outbreaks. Oh, India's got a major outbreak. You know, the perspective on India and China, they have 1.5 billion in India, 1.3 billion in China, 2.8 billion people on the planet live in just those two countries alone. So if they have high numbers, the high numbers would be in relationship to a 2.8 billion population. So they say 10,000 people got hit with this so-called corona COVID variant, whatchamacallit, as opposed to how many in the vicinity, how many millions living in this area, and 10,000, that would be like, you know, equating, you know, somebody in Windsor, Ontario, we have 250,000 people and we have 200 people in the whole city that got infected. It would be about the equivalent. Like I said, you can do whatever you want with numbers. You can, you know, sensationalize, like this, like the media, like the CBC and the CTV. You can sensationalize anything. Oh, we got 200 people. It's an epidemic. Oh my gosh, we're all going to die. Oh, quick, jump into the Detroit River, swim across to the border. Speaking of which, friend of mine, I may have said this in the last show, a friend of mine was telling me that somebody from the county went across the border. Went across the border. When he got across the border, the customs officer asked him, where you go? He said, I'm going shopping. He said, I need to go get some stuff for my kids. And the officer said, well, don't you have stores in Windsor? He says, yeah, we got them, but we can't go shopping. Because they're not considered essential. And the guy asked him, what do you mean by that? He says, well, they've locked us down here. Now we want something. We can't get it because it's not considered essential. It's not considered essential. You can't buy it. That's what is going on here. The bullshit that's going on here in Ontario right now. You know, special stores can have certain things wide open, like Costco, for instance, and Walmart. Of course, you can go to Walmart, and they've got things taped off, too. But Canadians cannot go and shop in Ontario for their essentials. If you want to buy clothing, a toothbrush, or something like that, you know, you go to the Dollaramas here, the dollar stores, they're all blocked off. You're not supposed to buy these. And again, here the key word is not supposed to. So he went over there and he says, look, I want to go get some clothes. So the guy, after he heard this, he let him go through. So when he went through, he got his stuff and came back to Canada, came back through Windsor. Excuse me. And the officer asked him over here on this side, he says, where'd you come from? He says, I went shopping. He says, you can't do that. He says, yeah, I can. I said, yes, I can. The guy on the other side let me go through. He's a customs officer just like you are. So then they didn't like that. So then they decided to make him wear a mask. He says, I'm not wearing a mask. He's in his car by himself. He says, why do I need to wear a mask for? So they fined him. Welcome to Canada, eh? Come on over. Take advantage of America. We will fine you when you come back. This is the game we're playing here. This is a silly freaking game. You know, it's enough to piss anybody off, really, that our civil liberties are being removed, our privileges are being taken away from us, all because they want to engineer a fake pandemic. As I stated on Catherine's video when she videoed us, if this had been a real pandemic in America or Canada or anywhere in the world, if this had been the real deal, if this had been something of some phenomenal proportion that they have blown it out of proportion to be, then, and since they don't have an isolated genome on it, they don't know what it is. It's according to the scientists that have done the research, they've not been able to isolate it. Well, if they can't isolate this and they don't know what it is, how can you come up with a means to defend against it since you don't know what it is? See, that doesn't add up. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to give you four different type of injectables that are all programmable to stop this imaginary something that we have not isolated. See, it just makes no sense. So as a result, here we are today in the situation we're in, you know, because most people drank the Kool-Aid and bought into the stupidity. Here we are, because the vast majority are ignorant, don't understand anything, don't pay attention to nothing, don't pay attention to any detail whatsoever. Here we are, you know, fighting an imaginary nothing. And as I stated in the video, if we had actually got hit with a pandemic, 90% of us or more would have died almost immediately. Because if you don't know what it is and everyone's being infected with it, everyone would start to drop dead. We don't have a defense. There's nothing to immunize against because we don't know how to immunize against the invisible boogeyman. The invisible boogeyman. Yes, we've got four, not one, but two, not three, but four. Genetically engineered weapons to kill the people that take it in, the against the pandemic. Then they're finding out today that the Pfizer vaccine now is causing neurodegenerative diseases. I mean, this gets better by the week. You need to get vaccinated. You must take the vaccine or so you can die. We need you to die. Take the vaccine because you got to die. We got to kill you. Take the vaccine. Come, we got to get the money back. Take the vaccine. This is how it sounds to me. You know, we need the money. We need the money. Take the vaccine. You know, this is the crazy thing. Neurodegenerative diseases just from the Pfizer. Not one of these frickin' things, not one of these things have done anything other than cause damage and mayhem. The French medical in France is now considering removing all four of them. They said all four of them should be taken off the market. They never should have been put on the market. But silly Billy, who's got money invested in the drug industry, wanted to make sure that you all got back to normal by getting these wonderful, wonderful, horrific weapons of mass destruction injected inside of you. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. I was talking to somebody today about the COVID. I said, the only way you can get COVID is you get vaccinated. You know, as I stated, even at the outreach or at the protest, I stated that, you know, we have never had a variant. In all the years I've been alive, in all the years that they have been propagating these vaccines, not once have I seen a variant ever happen. Till now. Till now. Now, it makes me wonder, why in the past have we not seen variants when today we're seeing all kinds of variants? And you know what I've also noticed? That the vaccines today are not even vaccines. They're just programmed injectables. So we're dealing with programmable injectables, you know, that have never really been approved by anybody. Then this has been nothing but Russian roulette, spin of the wheel. And so we're only showing, the VAER is only showing 1% of the population. 1% that have had any injury. Now, I had a VAER that I talked about the other day where a mother was breastfeeding. Got done breastfeeding the child. And the child died hours later. And we're hearing all the wonderful side effects of women who've been just exposed to somebody who's had it. Miscarriages, severe bleeding issues. One was talking about having a hysterectomy because she was bleeding so badly. You know, I've had reports where people had sexual intercourse, and when they got done, the guy broke out in a major rash all over his body because his girlfriend got injected. Like I was talking tonight to a friend of mine, you know, the idea now going out there to sample the smorgasbord, that, those days are really done, you know. Those days are really done. You go out there and you sample the smorgasbord out there, and you know what? If something is in somebody and it jumped and it jumps, you know, you're done. And I don't even know how today you're going to be able to even go about dating. Are you going to have a 20 questionnaire now? Have you been vaccinated? What have you been vaccinated with? Have you had the Moderna? Have you had the AstraZeneca? Have you had the Johnson & Johnson? Have you had Sputnik? Have you had the Chinese vaccine? You know, like I said, they have hooped the whole population, the whole planet. They have hooped the whole planet. Last audio we did, let's listen to an audio about a scene out of a television show. It was all predictive programming, all of it. Someone sent me something tonight, didn't get a chance to watch it, Contagion, and how they actually were following the script in Contagion. This has all been scripted, all of it. And they have never, ever deviated from the sci-fi that they've been programming us with. It's amazing. Today it's amazing. How much of what we're seeing today has been reflected off of television programs that we've all seen in the past? And I have to think that those programs that we've seen in the past was designed to condition us so that when this day came for them to plan the bullshit, that people would be seduced by it a lot easier. I think this is why 90% of people, part of the reason why they're so seduced so badly. You know, here we got a vaccines, like I said, are causing, I mean, not one of them, I haven't heard, read of one that has done anything that is said that it was supposed to do without causing some untold, you know, side effect or damage. And then the after effect is you get around somebody who's had the injectable, and now it's jumping. Yeah, and you know the terminology is really interesting, because now if you have a pet, it can jump from you to your pet. You know, if your pets are dying unexplainably, there's no explanation for them to die at a premature time frame, then you may have to consider what have your pets been around that may be jumping or spreading from the animals. I mean, think about this. You take your dog for a walk, right? Take them outside. What do dogs do? They find a fire hydrant. They all mark the fire hydrant, right? They cock their leg, let it loose, and boom, there we are. And so all the dogs will agglomerate to that area. So when we're looking at the that possibility in that regard, your pets now can be carriers. Because let's say a guy has a German Shepherd, he's taking his dog for a walk, dog cocks his leg, pisses on the fire hydrant or a tree or a bush or whatever, and then you take your little poodle out for a walk, and the poodle goes right by the same fire hydrant or bush or whatever, and decides to cock its leg and take a piss. Well, there you go. It's in the area. And if their paws are walking on anything that may have been exposed, bingo. Got a cat, same thing. You go out grocery shopping, and you're going down the aisle, and you got people there, and they got all these vaccines, and they've jumped into you. You don't have your ionizer on, and they all jumped into you, and you go home, you pet your cat, and then it goes from you to your cat. You know, we got to start thinking here on this. This, you know, people are saying to me, I had a guy call me and said, "Oh, I'm going to sue you for discrimination." I'm not discriminating against anybody. Anybody can come in here. Just don't wear a mask and don't come in here with an injectable. You know, it's funny how people can make this comment. That people, when we do take a stand, when all of a sudden we're discriminating, I find that so amusing to me. We've been discriminated against ever since this bullshit started, for wearing a mask or wearing a hand condom or wearing a diaper or putting a solution on your skin that can cause you to go blind. And if you didn't wear these things, a lot of places weren't even allowing you to go in there. Now that you're getting these injectables, they want to come into your shop. No, thank you. I don't need your money that bad. You know. You know, like I said, you know, they don't want people to go shopping to begin with. Like I said, we got the health inspectors, or you know, they're entrapping people, which is, you know, $880 is what they want now, which I think now we're going to have a fun time with the courts. Wait for the courts to come back online and throw the damn thing away. We don't need this agitation or aggravation, and we don't need really anybody or anything to create the problems that we're having in our lives. They don't want us to make money. They don't want us to have any kind of autonomy. You watch all the things that you can make real money on, make a real change in your financial situation. You watch one by one, they'll shut it down. Now, if you think about it, if they killed all the older people, with the Moderna or the AstraZeneca, and they probably took their wealth, they won't have any scruples taking yours as well. You know, hide your money, hide it in something that isn't traceable, if that's possible, or keep it at home. That would be your best bet. Okay, I've had people contact me on email, and what I've been getting a lot of is the people ask me about, you know, tell me they're seeing things and, you know, coming out of their skin. So what I did is I went back and found an old video I did back way back, and I posted on tonight's show. It's called it's Mimetics. It's an old data currently having pertinence, so you can see how engineered nanobiotech can fool even someone trained. I think it was, I forget what the video was called, but anyway, the link is there. And this will help a lot of you understand that when you nano-engineer anything, it can be whatever they program it to be. It can be a pathology of any kind. It can be a flu. It can be a virus. It can be a bacterium. It can be an infection. It can be a growth. It can be an algae, a mold. It can be a fungi. You know, we show you that. We show you the illustrations of this on the YouTube itself. So you may want to take a look at that, because there's going to be shit that's going to come out of a lot of you that's going to look like bugs or twigs or numbers, letters, chips, implants, squares, rectangles, triangles. You name it, they will eventually start coming out of your skin. This is not Morgellons at all. This is a form of nanobiotech and nano-engineered biotech. And so you need to understand that this engineered nanotechnology, engineered nanobiology, can fool even the most advanced doctors, because they're not trained in knowing how to find nano, what it can really do. You know, guys like Brian and myself who've been working on this can tell you a lot about this stuff. The doctors should be asking us for help, because we're that much further ahead. They will misdiagnose you, say you got something and you don't really have it. And until you get to this idea that, okay, the food you're eating is loaded with nanoparticulates, the air you're breathing is loaded with nanoparticulates, and what is frequency or signal in a form of a tower or a phone or any kind of device you may have can activate this technology so that it can now do whatever they want it to do. They can create a pest inside you. They can create a worm, a virus, a bacterium, a fungi, a mold. You know, they can create things in you that you have no idea. They can create networks, they can create fullerene extensions, they can create bots, they can create chips. It's amazing what they can do with your body's biology and protein and your sugars, how they can create and weave a carbon with a protein and then add a chip to it, add a robot to it. This is how it's programmed. This is how it works. For some of you, this may scare some of you, but you know what? It's not to scare you. It's a reality check. When you got two guys in this North America that have been working on this for 12 years, and Brian was working on it long before I got on the scene, and we have been coming up with solutions, and we both came from our research from two different angles, yet we still collaborate. To this very day, we collaborate. You know, he shows me stuff that he's doing. You know, I'm still working on the surging thing, trying to get the bugs worked out of that. But we, to this very day, collaborate because we don't know it all. We're still seeing what we're seeing from different angles. I'm looking from one angle, he looks from another. Sometimes there's a bit of confusion because of what we're seeing. But I think it's just a matter of where we're seeing it, how we're seeing it, what angle we're seeing it, and at what stage we're seeing things. Because again, this thing has many stages. So a lot of times, you know, he'll say certain things and I haven't seen these things, but I've seen other things and he hasn't seen those things. So sometimes I think too, because of the regional differences where we are, is depending on how they're manipulating this as well. Again, that's based on just pure observation on that one. But when we're looking at this stuff, they weren't fooling around. They had been planning to kill people off for a long time, and they've been slowly but surely putting things in place to create an assault weapon so that you would never know you were being assaulted. And by the time you figured it out, you'd been dying of cancer, you'd been dying of pancreatitis, you'd been dying of some sort of digestive disorder, intestinal disorder, you'd have been dying of diabetes, heart failure, heart stress, stroke. Every one of these things I mentioned would have some kind of nano implication, some kind of epigenetic effect on your genetic code. That's what death has been all about, affecting the epigenetics of a person to affect their genetic code so that they would eventually terminate or expire. And what they've done is they have accentuated the causal effects to increase the exponential acceleration of everyone dying from being exposed to all this stuff. It's what they've done. And the number one assault weapon that they have is beside the atmosphere is grains and bread, because they know everybody in the world eats this stuff. Everybody. So I keep telling people, get off the bread, get off the grains, get off the cereals, get off the rice, get off the pastas, you know. Don't eat any vegetables unless they're underground. You know, there are reasons for everything today. And if you haven't yet been activated, don't worry. Your time will come. And the longer you eat this shit that I just told you not to eat, the more problems you're going to have when they do activate you, because you'll have that much more saturation going on in the system. That's how it works. That's the way it goes. That's how it goes. You know, that's the world we're living in today. You know, when we're talking about another thing like forever particles, what they mean by that is particles that you can get absorbed into your system that you can never expunge. Like they were talking in this case, the Teflon in the frying pan. But because of the nature of nanotechnology, nanobiology, the exposure to this stuff can take an extremely long, long time. Because by the time you figure out what's going on and what's going on inside of you, it'll be almost too late, because you'll have figured out that over a period of time you have been exposed to these components, and they've accumulated, they've weighed you down, and now they're literally causing your life force in your body to exhaust itself that much faster. And now we have a government today. We have a government today that just wants to expound on that even more. You know, let's just kill these people. Let's just inject into them, 10 to the 50th power of biological agents, that can cause them to expire that much quicker. Imagine that. You know, that's what the government thinks about you. That's what the government thinks about you. Welcome to Canada, eh? Come on down. Get infected. Get dissected. Get extracted. Get impacted. Come on down. It's amazing. Just amazing. Here we are today, in regard to ethics and morals, values. There are two doctors I was watching earlier today that were talking about what's going on out of Alberta. Can you imagine that, out of Alberta? There's a race in Canada, I gotta tell you, there's a race in Canada to see who's going to become the communist, the totalitarian system first, with the AI operations in place to take over the control in the general population. There's a mad race going on right now. The top four are Quebec, Ontario, Alberta, and BC. And there's a neck-and-neck race tie going between Alberta and BC. And there's a neck-and-neck race going on, between Ontario and Quebec. and then this quarter, there's Quebec, and they're racing ahead, and they're 3 miles ahead of Ontario. Ontario's catching up quick. They're both running to become totalitarianistic, you know, technocratic, totalitarianistic systems. They're running hard. They're running fast. They're running their people into the ground. They're arresting them for no reason. They're fining them for no reason. They're abusing them for no reasons. But they're still running for that race. You know, that's what we're dealing with in Canada. Oh, Canada. Lockdowns, being denied access. You're supposed to be in this bullshit that we are dealing with. I mean, it is just such bullshit. Like I said, a lot of us are fighting. We need more to get on board with this fight, because if we don't, I made this comment Saturday, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, that if we don't do something, we don't do anything, we can kiss Canada goodbye. You know, we can kiss Canada goodbye. The country will be done. Nothing will be here. Nothing. There will be nothing worth staying here for. That's where it's at today. You know, like I stated on the speech on the weekend. You know, the mayor of the city of Windsor needs to retire. The minister of health in the city of Windsor needs to step down as well. Both are incompetent. We need people in power that can see and study and understand the real science that's going on. If Sweden has zero growth, if Texas has zero growth, and Fauci says, I have no explanation for that. I don't know why they're not having problems. That's because perhaps they've all recovered after being exposed. There was some research I was reading earlier today about these, you know, injectables. And they're saying the only people that 60% or 65% of the people out, general population, could get hit with this and show absolutely no symptoms because their immune system is working fine and containing the problem. They said, why are we injecting everybody or wanting to inject everybody? You know, they said if they should be only working on people that actually need it, which has been always the case with any flu that's been brought out there. But I doubt very seriously they're going to take him they're going to take him seriously. I seriously doubt that they'll even acknowledge. There was another doctor, a chemist rather, a vaccinist, who made vaccines that was saying that the vaccines and what they're doing and how they're doing it completely wrong. He even said that the virus died last summer. Around June or July, it ran its course, and it was over. It was done. The virus was gone all by itself. Can you imagine that? Can you dig it? Do you understand it? Are you comprehending this? Is this copacetic? Did I hit everybody's lingo? Was I ever to communicate this in everybody's language? Are you getting it? You know, are you awake? Are you seeing how they're screwing you? Thing's already been done. I remember reading that last year, you know. That thing had already expired itself by the time May or June got here. These guys with these injectable weapons of mass destruction, because you know what? They went after Gaddafi, because Gaddafi had a green book. And he was taking care of his people. Now, mind you, I'm not saying he was a saint, but he, you know, being in the power and the position he was in, was looking after his people. He's building homes for everybody in his community. And he got up in front of the UN and said, these guys, pointing to the Security Council, which is the United States, Russia, China, France, and England, maybe now India, saying, these guys are holding us back. These are the ones that are keeping us from moving forward. And about 2 weeks later, they were firing missiles, you know. They're firing missiles in Libya. And they dropped one right beside them, next door neighbor. Like I said, nothing ain't what it appears. Nothing. Nothing is what it appears. Don't believe the rhetoric of what you're hearing about the Middle East. How Israel is so pristine and blah, blah, blah. Israel is killing its own people. Those Hebrews that are in charge, if they are even Hebrew, are killing their own people. So, and when we're looking at this chemical that Gates wanted to do, according to the Turkish media, they were saying that there were four countries that were involved, naming Israel as one of them, that had created some kind of neurotoxin that when they sprayed it in the sky would kill the livestock in North America. I saw, if some of you have seen this, there's a video, or not a video, there's a research on elephants in Africa are dying. When you see how some of them had died, you can tell something hit them pretty quick, something pretty fast. And I'm just wondering if an airplane or something had did a flyby the night before, spraying something, you know, in the environment to see if it had any effect on the elephants. One elephant I saw dead, like I said, fell on all four knees. Legs were bent, and the all the knees were supporting that mass. Another one I saw was laying on its side. I thought, what the heck? And you could see the ones laying on the side were gasping for air. All of a sudden, they had no air. Nothing. That's what they wanted to do here. No air. If you die, oh well. That's the way it rolls. That's how it rolls. Now, AI with satellite to spy on developing countries and their development and bypassing regulations. Now they've incorporated drones with artificial intelligence to be able to fly and maneuver and spy on other countries or wherever they want to put them to monitor things. And this is now becoming a reality. The sci-fi is no longer sci-fi. You know, the Avengers... You know, when you saw the movie, that stuff that they were talking about, that's what they're playing with. And they've been playing with that for a long time. And when you're looking at that one scene where they shrink to go back into a era of time, that's your Hadron Collider right in front of you. The Hadron Collider opening up a portal using a high-powered magnetic field and then programming that field so that they can could go back to a specific sequence in time. That's like I said. They're showing us everything. If you know what to look for. Like I said, it's imperative that you pay attention. It's imperative that you prep as much as you can. Be prepared as much as you can. Be prepared to have a plan A, B, and C. And if something happens that you have to enact plan A, B, and C, then you're prepared to do so. You know, and I'm just trying to get that across as well. Like I said, they can spy on you now with drones that have the capacity to bypass security measures, go into areas and cities and towns, fly around, and then have some spyware going on so that the AI can then interpret what you saw. It's a wonderful place, wonderful world, really, really wonderful. An Elvis Presley impression. Thank you. Come again. We didn't get you the first time. We will get you the second. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, keep in mind that today we're not dealing with science per se. It is a science of its own, but it's a very dark and bleak science that we're dealing with, you know. There's the science I call God science, and then there's the demonic science. God science basically, you know, has a planet already set up to operate and function, to carry out a protocol or a syntax, so that when life came into the planet, that the planet would react accordingly to each life that came in. And here we are today taking things that are what I call an anti-life equation, an injectable with a nano bioassembly that can enter your body, access your cells, access your DNA, access your DNA, RNA, can access your brain, can access your cells, your tissues, organs, everything about you, and then engage in initiation in regarding to networking and forming networks throughout your insides. Reason why. There's a lot of speculation. Some believe that you'll become the next super soldiers. I think myself, in that regard, I think we're talking about harvesting people. And that's the world we live in today. That's the world we are living in today, you know, a world of consumption. And apparently it doesn't seem to matter who's being consumed. Ask your local politician. You know, ask them. Ask your local politician. We are no longer, like I said, a free people, if we ever were a free people. I think I would say that we, if anything, were more of a privileged person. We had privileges that other places don't have, and now those privileges are being taken away. And I'm beginning to wonder how much of the charter is going to be left standing when Canada has become fragmented and consumed. See, the one thing I heard this week or read this week was the federal government has been borrowing money from outside banks so that when they can't pay their money back, the money that they're getting, then Canada becomes insolvent. Then the United Nations can take over. And what that's actually saying is the CCP will take over. Since Harper gave the CCP the access to Canada, and he gave them free carte blanche to do whatever they want, you know, what that would be, the new UN representation, China. So here we are again today. He's borrowing money. He gave $3.5 trillion to the Asians for a loan. Again, sounds like a payoff, but what do I know? And when we're looking at these things, when we're looking at this stuff, and we're seeing all these things going on around us, and seeing things becoming more and more like the CCP, we better wake up. Or like I said, one day Canada will no longer exist. That's the reality. You know, find ways to get involved. I got to say this, find ways to get involved. Handful of people are not going to turn the tide. A city full of people will. It's something to contemplate, you know, in everything that I'm saying. Alrighty, I'm going to wind her down. Sorry, I'm a little late. It's been one of those things. I'm always telling you to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I've been telling you this forever, you know, because the way I see it, that's the only hope we really have, is returning and setting things straight. So again, it would be a good idea to know who he is and why he's coming back. And why he did what he did for everybody. So, you know, when he gave his life up. So, again, you know, check out the Gospels. Check out the letters. Check out the letters, the epistles, they used to call them, or letters. Check out Revelations. There's a lot there in the New Covenant that you might want to pay attention to. Okay, I got other kinds of people on my site. You know, I mentioned that we have Catherine there. So, Catherine is there. Reload of Jumpers and How to Defend with Catherine. So that's, she's up there. She's made the list. Interview with Liberty, Deanna Spingala, Fiona, Sherry Three Hearts. You know, then you got Yanni, you got Ty, you got Sherry at Three Hearts Church, you got Brian, you got myself. Did I miss anybody? You know, everybody's out here trying to do their best to get everybody awake and getting everybody, you know, to take right action, basically. Take right action. Alrighty, as I always say near the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. Alright, until the next segment, to your health. Take care.